Sunday, the 9th of December, by Kind Freshwater, connecting Fukus to Africa.
Morgan. Find a fundamental difference between Hanukkah and other Yom Tovim. Although even the Drastic Yom Tovim, but even the Rabbun Dik Yom Tovim, the Shupiyim, his Be'ikah, with Hukva, with Simcha, with Yom Tovim, with Mishta, Halal, the Gemara says, Kavim Va'atzim Yom Tovim, V'Halal Va'idua. The main stress in the Yom Tov of Hanukkah is on the meaning of Halal and Va'idua, not on seeds, on Mishta and Simcha. The Bach, the opening of Chanukah, talks about why Chanukah is different to all other Yom Tovim. It's interesting in Shach al HaTzeres, in the Talmud from Arizal, in Parshas Vayishlach, he brings, Chazal tell us, that Yaakov was choyze on Pachin Ketanim. He went across the river to get Pachin Ketanim that he had forgotten. Shteit in Shach al HaTzeres, that Pach that he had forgotten, he had found that Pach Shemen, when he had slept in Beisel by the Chalom of the Sulam, he found that Pach Shemen on the ground, and he used that when he was Yotzik Shemen on the Evan, which he made the Matzeva, he used that Pach of Shemen, and he saw that the Pach Shemen refilled itself, it didn't get any emptier, so he took that Pach, he thought it wasn't the Poshta Pach, and he took it with him, and that Pach, Shtetin Shach, was used later for the Shemen on Mishro. And that Pach Shteten Shach was used with the mitzvah of the Isha Esh Savadia when the Shemen, the nest of the Shemen, didn't stop. That was the same Pach Shemen from the Pach that Yaakov Avinu has found, the Pach that Yaakov Avinu was chayzer by the Pachim Ketanim. Sefer Hesufim Deim, in Sefer Tfer Shmir al Atzer, that's from the same Chab as the Tfer Shmur on the Rosh, Shmur Aaron Kaid and other. He writes, brings down the Shach, and he says, Pushati ba'enai, shagam oitzei ha-pach, shgale gamken lebnei ha-shemului, that pach shemen, which Yaakov Avinu found, which Yaakov Avinu was chayz on the pach in Ketanim, is the same pach shemen that the ha-shemului found, shahayu chusim b'chasumah shel koyen gudul, so it's very interesting, chasum b'chasumah shel koyen gudul means Aaron HaKoyen himself was chayz in it because of the shemen ha-mishcho, and that was the pach shemen that the Chashmenu Yom Fal. What I'm in that Pach of Shemen was the Pach that Yaakov Avinu was Chayza on, the Pach in Ketanim. On that Pach, with that Pach Shemen, it happened the Nes of Chanukah. So let's get break that the Pusik said that the Sar Shal Esav was Mitzavik with Yaakov when he was Chayza on the Pach in Ketanim. Said that he was Nugav Kaf. Kaf Yerechoy, the Kaf Yerech of Yaakov, the Surah Shal Esav was Negea, and the Teke Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Avada, I'm Mikri Yetzim, the Pshita, Avada, the Pshita Shal Mikra, that the Kaf Yerech of Yaakov was moved, and then he went to Yitzchak and Gidanusha. In the Surah that Gibbain, the Mr. Shechner Chazal, that it was Nuga Bedoya Shashmad, that Avada, besides, it wasn't just a physical fight, it was a Ruchnistic fight between Yaakov and the Surah Shal Esav. And the Surah Shal Esav, after a kleine Shlita, although Yaakov the Meister was Menatzeach, Yaakov was Menatzeach, the Surah Shal Esav, of after a Shlita to God, and from that came out, Doyosh HaShmad. Doyosh HaShmad. And it can bring that the Chashmenuim, when they were Mesakin, Chanukah was to be Mesakin, was to go against that Shlita that Esav had over Surah Shal Esav. What's up? It's said that the oisius of Kaf Yerech Yaak Kaf is the same oisius as Pach. Yeah, the pay in the chos. Kaf Yerech and Pach Shemen are the same oisius. That the Kaf Yerech, which the Surah Esav had up to the Shlita on, that was Niskan later on to the Pach Shemen of the Chashmenuim. And obviously it connects very nicely with this Tver Shmuel that this Pach Shemen that Yaakov was choyze on, he went across to find this Pach Shemen, was the very same Pach Shemen that they used in the nest of Chanukah. Gezen is into some idea. In Sefer Oyer the Simcha brings in Seda Zeris that one of the mitzvahs the Yevunim wanted to be Oyker was the mitzvah, the Yom Tov of Sukkot. this is a bekannte Yevia, but he brings in Seder Adoyah that the Yevunim wanted to be Oika the Yomtif of Sukkot. And that's the reason, another test of the Tzatzis Kasha, that's the reason why they were Mesakim 8 days Chanukah, because the Yevunim wanted to be Oika the 8 days of Sukkot. Is neged them, they were Mesakim 8 days of Chanukah as a Yomtif, kegging what the Yevunim wanted to be Oika, the Yomtif of Sukkot. We find very similar, but not much the same thing, the Sefer Rekeach HaLatoya brings, as in Pashas Emor, after the Pash Yom Tov of Sukkot, immediately after the Torah brings the mitzvah of Hadlukas Neris in the Simigdash. Set in Sefer Rekeach, that is a remez, so the Pashas Emor set Ale Yom Tov and Ale Meyadim, and writes the last one of Sukkot, and after the Torah writes the mitzvah of Hadlukas Neris in the Simigdash. Set in Sefer Rekeach, that's a remez on the Yom Tov of Chanukah. We state in Rekeach as Ma Elu Ches Yomim Af Elu Ches Yomim. Just like Sukkot is 8 days, Chanukah is 8 days. So you already connect the 8 days of Chanukah with the 8 days of Sukkot. But the Seder Adoyah states that they were wanted to be Oika, the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and to them that's why they were mistaken Dafka 8 days of Chanukah, to remember that they wanted to be Oika the 8 days Yom Tov of Sukkot. Together with Shemini Atzeres, possibly Yom. The Gemara and Shabbos brings that the Shammai holds that Peiches v'Holich. You start with 8, you go down to 1. We pass Nebet Tzili, you go from 1 to 8. Straight in the Gemara, why did the Shammai hold? You go from 8 to 1. Neged Purei Achag, just like the Kabbunas that they bring on Sukkot, the Purei Achag were the night went. They were in decreasing order. Is the neris of Nechanika is Eichet Toiches Vayich, which seems to be extremely strange. Why the Tushtel Purei Achag to the neris of Chanukah? What's up neris Chanukah with Purei Achag? What's the connection of the two things? And the Mashu there in Shabbos ends up Sabshat in the Gemara. According to this, it's very understandable. The Epson, the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah, which was 8 days, was Niskan against the fact that they wanted to be Oika the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So the Zayis, when Gegang and Mesakim said the Neres of Chanukah, they did it similar to the something they find on Sukkot, that the Purei Achag were Mamat of the Hoylich. But we have to understand what was the Yevunim, what did they find in Sukkot that they want to be Oika pink the Yom Tov of Sukkot? What was it that bothered them with the Yom Tov of Sukkot that they found necessary just Mabasa to sign, and the Yom Tov of Chanukah was Niskan 8 days to remind us after this Nekuda that they wanted to be Oika the Yom Tov of Sukkot. The Mishnah in the Tractate Middos, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, tells us that the Yevunim were pirates, Yud Gimel pirates. They made breached the fence around the Chel by the Samigdash 13 places, and when the Chashmonuim or when the Tzerchim, when they won over the Yevunim, they went and they fixed up the fence, and they were mistaken 13 Hishtachavoyas, 13 times to bow down when they passed these Yud Gimel Pirtzis, from Chazal, Mesakim ben Yud Gimel Ishtachavoyis, against the Yud Gimel Pirtzis, that the Yevunim were Mesakim. States in Chedish Erim, what's the pshat, that they were Mesakim Yud Gimel Ishtachavoyis, against the Yud Gimel Pirtzis, that the Yevunim were pirates in the fence. Look, we find in Sefer Daniel, the Daniel had the Nevu Amara about the Arba Gulis, and each Gulis was compared to different Chayes. Stated in Kapitel Zayin, Pusik Vov, when he talks about Malchus Yivon, Busa Dino Chuz Zahavis, Ari Ochre Kenema, I saw an animal which looked like a leopard, and that leopard had, he had four wings, but the leopard is Miramas on Malchus Yovam. And we all know from the mission of it that the leopard is Az Kanoma. The middle of a leopard is he has the middle of Azus more than all other Chayes. Shetechid Yisharim, Rabbi Shetechid and Malbim and Daniel, that Yovam was the middle of Azus. As it brings in the first, Himalchus Yovam, I'm reading out the Malbim. Himalchus Yovam. Mahanuma himinu ayah The Avpunim Yosin Emeni, Kain Alexander Neufton, who was the first king of Yovam, Hayechuzak, the Avpunim Yosin Mikilam. He was the biggest Avpunim, more than all other Malchias. That's why Malchus Yovam is Nimshal compared to Nomer, which says Nomer was the middle of Azus. Who's the Chidishirim? What's the opposite of the middle of Azus? The opposite of the middle of Azus is Achnur. A person is Machnia himself and belittles himself and realizes that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when the Chashmonaim were goyva over the Yevunim, what were they mistaken? They were mistaken Yid Gimel Ishtachavoy 13 times to bow down, to be mishtachve, to be machmir themselves against the Yid Gimel Pirtus that the Yevunim had made, because Yovam is the middle of Avos. And taken then, they were mistaken Yid Gimel Ishtachavoy as a symbol of hachnur, of humble, of humility, to be machmir himself for the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have to understand this a little bit deeper. Shtet in Sefer Yaitiv Punim al Chanukah, that's from Yaitiv Lev. He brings from the Bala Tanya, Shtet in Davening and Musaf Yomtiv, Einu ni yicholim lalas v'leruas v'shtachvus. We can't go up any longer and be mishtachve and bow down in the Beis HaMikdash. Tzvekte, who's stopping us from bowing down? Bow down. Why does the tefillah say we can no longer bow down in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Bow down. We bow down a few times. B'mashach Hashmona Esra, a few times a day is doing Hashtachavoy. Why does the tefillah bring out this stress, this point, as Einu Yecholim Lavis Leruas Hashtachvus? We can no longer bow down. Look at that. About the physically, a person can bow down. Nobody can stop us from bowing down physically to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But bowing down doesn't mean just to bow down physically. And he calls it the Shtachavoya Pnimius. When a person, his whole inside and his whole inner being and his whole essence, he bows and he's machni himself for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's a duf kemenish machen bezmanazeh. Today, nowadays, one can no longer completely be mishtachven, completely be machni himself for the Ribbono Shel Olam. In the Beis HaMikdash, when we had the Beis HaMikdash, and it was a Gilish Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash, and everyone saw clearly Malchus Shemayim, and three times a year, Klaus of Oile Regal, and went to the Beis HaMikdash, and saw the Gewaldige, Galus Kvod Shemayim, that it was in the Beis HaMikdash. At that point, they were able to come and be Mishtach themselves, not just physically, but spiritually, and in Gansan, their whole being, they were able to be Machriyam themselves before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nowadays, at the end of Yecholim, nowadays we can no longer be Mishtach themselves. We can no longer do this man of the Yetiv Punim state, that's the Yetiv Lev. It brings that from the Balatanya. Look at that when the Surah Shel Esav was Megea the Kaf Yerech Yaakov, look at Chazal, it brings from Shlua Kudish that is a remez on the Chulm of the Samigdash. That is a remez on the Chulm of the Samigdash. So it says in Shlua Kudish that the Oif Kuf is Meramaz on the Kif Yaakovid. So it says in Shlua Kudish, Nugav Kaf Yerech Yaakov is referring to the Kif Yaakovid. But it's referring to the Chum Beis HaMikdash, that there's no longer a Shur Sashchina on this world. So it brings us in Shlua Kudish. Look to Kim Tzoyis, look to that through the Negiah of the Surah Shel Esav, the Kaf Yerech Yaakov, he brought about the Chum Beis HaMikdash. And what do we have now that we don't longer have the Beis HaMikdash? We are missing that Ishtachavoy of Pnimius. He was Goyim through the Chulbun, but he was Goyim that Klal Yisrael can no longer be Mishtachve, a proper Ishtachavoy of Pnimius to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that was Be'emeth what the Yevunim said. We said earlier that the Negiah B'Kaf Yerech Yaakov is referring to Dor Shoshmat, the Dor of the Yevunim, and the Chashmonaim were Oike that Negiah B'Kaf Yerech Yaakov. They were mistaken that Negiah B'Kaf Yerech Yaakov. So the Yevunim brought into Klal Yisrael that middah of not being Mishtachavoya Pnimius. We can understand that because if Yevunim was the middah of Azus, Yevunim is the Nomer, Yevunim is Nimshot to the leopard, they were the middah of Azus, they were the opposite, the direct opposite, the contrast of Achnur, of Mishtachavoya Pnimius. Koichi V'Eitzim Yodi, everything I've done. So they were Pirates, Yud Gimel Pirates in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, that is the place where it was the Hezgalus of Kvod Shemayim. That was the place where Klal Yisrael were able to come to a matzav of Hishtachvoya Pnimiyus. The Yevunim were Pirates, Yud Gimel Pirates. They were Pirates, Yud Gimel Pirates in this Beis Hamikdash. They were Matama the Beis Hamikdash. There was no longer the Hezgalus of Kvod Shemayim in the Beis Hamikdash. Klal Yisrael did no longer see with a clarity the Galus Kvod Shemayim that they should be able to come to Hishtachavoya Pnimiyus. When the Chashmonuim were goyver over the Yevunim, what were they mistaken? Yud Gimel Hishtachavoya. 13 times they bowed down, and we're not talking about physically bowing down only, as well, but the bowing down was complete in Gansen Hishtachavoya and Gansen Bimachmir themselves to the Rebbeinu Shleil. In Rashbam, I'll tell you in Pashas Emre, when he discusses the Yom Tov of Sukkot, in the Pasuk the man Yehudu the Reseichem, Ki Vasukkot Teshavti is Bnei Yisroel. Look to Rashbam, what is the Yom Tov of Sukkot, the man Yehudu the Reseichem, Ki Vasukkot Teshavti is Bnei Yisroel? Look to the man Tizki, you should remember, Ki Vasukkot Teshavti is Bnei Yisroel, the Midbar Abu and Shuna, below Yishuv, below Nachlo, Christ will have nothing. We're in the Midbar, they didn't have any food, they didn't have any house, they didn't have any land, they didn't have any country. Metoich kach, if you remember this, Titni hoidua, you'll give a hoidua, Lemisha nusan lechem nachlo, ubeteichem aleim koltiv. If you remember that you, what your position, how you looked in the Midbar, you remember kibasikas, the shaftis, b'nai tzuv, et mitzrayim, is Titni hoidua, Lemisha nusan lechem nachlo, you'll be able to give a proper idua to the one who gives you a nachlo in houses full of koltos. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom kaveya the Yom Tov of Sukkot during the time of when the people take in the harvest? The bilti rim levovam, to stop them becoming a rim leiv. A person will see, Baruch Hashem, he was matriach, and he harvested a tvua and wine. A person will come to say, everything I've done. So the Torah 9, remember what it was like in the Midbar, and you realize that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shleil. So Rashbam, that the Yom Tov of Sukkot was hukfa to bring into the person that midah of the person shouldn't be able to say in Pashas Pinchas, when he talks about the kabunas of Sukkot, we know that there was 70 kabunas poor and brought for the Sukkot. Mechivim Kenega is the 70 emes of oilom. Which Rebbeinu Bechaya that the 70 kabunas on the Chuvim Kenegah, the 70 Ummah Su'ilam. Each Ummah has a Sa'a, the Ma'alo. So he's Medayik from the Psikim and Pashas Pinchas. When the first day Sukkot, it says the Ebishter's name, when they were Makkah the Kabunas. Later on, it doesn't say anymore Hashem's name. So if I understood correctly what he's saying, that the Surim, each one is Makabal HaShefa to his nation, but everything Peshtetzach comes from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is Mashpia Shefa, and it goes from one Sa, and that goes to the next Sa, and to the next Sa, and to the next Sa. Each one gets the Shefa from the one above him, until it comes back to the original source, to Rebbeinu Shleilam. So what was the idea of being Makriv the Kabunas, the Ayin Puri Achad? In order that they should recognize, Koyach Kol Imeh Ve'Imeh, HaKoyach Shehi Lemala Memenu. Each one should realize that he's getting the Shefa from a source above him. The Kayim, the Koyach, the Koyach. Me'elion le'elion, the Gevoya, the Gevoya, Ab, Osibu, Rishoyinu, Valyoyinu, Alkoyu. Until they will all realize and recognize that they're getting it, receiving the Shefa that they receive from Rebbeinu Shalom. The Kulon, Moidim, and all the nations will be Moide, Umiyachdim, She'elam, Gdilu, Umalchus, Ella Mimani. They should all realize and recognize that the whole source of Gedillah and Malchus is only from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It says that the Yom Tov of Sukkot in Rashbam is talking to the Klal Yisrael, that Mariyedu de Yosechem, the Klal Yisrael should realize that's not Koichi Ba'etzim Yudius and Sechar Azeh. In Rebbeinu Bechaye states that the Yom Tov of Sukkot wasn't just for Klal Yisrael to realize, but that all the Umas of Olam should recognize that their whole Gedulah in Malchus only comes from the Rebbeinu Shelei. But Bazoi, you can understand that the Yevunim, who their middle was others, their middle was against Tachnur, against the Shachavoy of Pnimius. They wanted to be Oika, the Yom Tov of Sukkot. They didn't want to recognize Bechlau, that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Now I think we have a deeper understanding in the Gemara and Shabbos that they were masaking the Neiris of Chanukah according to the Shammai Neged the Pura Achag. For them, we just said it was because it had to do with the Yom Tov of Sukkot. According to Ben Bechai, the whole idea of the Kabunas of the Pura Achag was to bring into the Emes Olam this recognition that everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that is what Yovan wanted to be Yoika. So when they were masaking the Neiris of Chanukah, they were masaking the Tzavka Neged the Pura Hachag. There's an expression in Yiddish when you want to say a real something that doesn't match, the expression Azovia Yovan and Sikkah. Two things that don't agree with each other. Yovan and Sikkah don't agree with each other. It's very probable that the expression comes from this Seda Doris that the Yevunim wanted to be Oika, the Mitz the Yomtiv of Sikkah. So you see that Yovan and Sikkah are a contradiction. So to bring out two conflicting and contrasting things, it's Azovia Yovan, Azovia Yovan in Sikkah. Sikkah is Chariga, it's an after in Sikkah, in Yantar Sikkah, states, Kung Lucid Lover, Chari Yidalit. Why you call a noise to call a goyim? All the remnants of the goyim after Muhammad Goy Gomogog. A boy of Yishalayim, but all of them they shone the shone. They will go up every year. Lishtachvo is the Melech Hashem Tzvokot. To bow down before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Lochig of Chag of Sukkot, and to celebrate the Yom Tov of Sukkot. The Goyim will come, what will they do? Be mishtach for themselves, be machniya themselves before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, when? The Lochig of Chag of Sukkot, on the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So the Pusik Vater, Behoyu, Asher Loyale Meis Mishpuch Asuris, those from the Mishpuch Asuris won't go up to Yishalayim, Lishtach for the Melech Hashem Sukkot, they won't be machniya themselves to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, V'loyaleyem, Yiagushem. They won't get Geshem. Steht in Rashi, that the Balt von Sukkot is Nidoinen Alamayim. So they, the Elus of Rashi, Hamefakbukim Bechag of Sukkot, they cast a doubt on the Yontav of Sukkot. Loyaleyem, Yiagushem. They won't get the Geshem. To say it comes down, if they're not machnir themselves to the Bereshlem, they think, Koichi Beisim Yudius Rezachayel is there. They don't recognize that their whole Gedulah and Malchus only comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Midah Keneged Midah. They're the Fashteit, and they're who's machmir themselves to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is it gives him Geshem. Or the devil is Koifa and thinks, as Koichi Beisim Yudius Rezachayel is there. Or the Zayah Zenish Zaycha to the Brucha of Geshem. Then bring it from Arizal. That why was Yaakov Chozer on the Pachim Ketanim? Why did he have to go back for the Pachim Ketanim? Rashi already brings that Tzadikim Chavivim Aleim Emoinam Yosef Megifo. Why should a Tzadik have a Chavivis on his money more than his goof? So the Arizal, because a Tzadik is man of a Minish Shleim, that everything he has comes from the Rebbeinu Shleim. There's no such thing as something which came by mistake. If the Rebbeinu Shleim gave him this Kedi, be it as small as it is, Pachim Ketanim, but the Rebbeinu Shlom gave it to me, it's a chapter I needed, it was necessary for me. So if the Rebbeinu Shlom gave it to me, it's necessary for me. So it's a chosen, al pachim ketanim. I saw in Sefer Be'er Yosef and Tarshish Vayishlach, that was the hisavkos, the fight between the Surah Shal Esau and Yaakov. Yaakov was chosen on pachim ketanim. Yaakov went back on pachim ketanim. Why? Because he believed in Minish Shleim, that everything he has and everything he owns comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There's nothing that happened by mistake. Even Pachim Ketanim. That's, on that amina, that the Surah Shel Esau wanted to fight against. So the Gemara states, that Helu Avak Ragleim Ad Kifei HaKovod, that they were malah, the dust of their feet, b'shas they were fighting, up until the Kifei HaKovod. Shvetes Hashem B'Pshitzei. Dokter, that Yaakov Avinu's amina went so strong, that he believed that is a hashkocha from Rebbeinu Shlomo on everything that exists in this world, even to the dust of his feet. Avak Raglov, the dust of his feet is also a hashkocha from Rebbeinu Shlomo. And on that, the social aesop made a fight against. That was what the point of the fight was. That was the argument, and that was the madrega that Yaakov Avinu and the social aesop were fighting about. The social aesop wanted to take away this amina, this hashgocha that he believed with full amina in hashgocha of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, that everything, absolutely everything in this world, even Avak Raglov, comes from Rebbeinu Shlomo. On that nekuda, the social aesop wanted to fight again. About the against Yaakov Avinu, he had no shvita. Abba, Chazal tell us that the Derech Shel Shmad, there was an Egiya the Kaf Yerech Yaakov, and the Derech Shel Shmad, there was a shvita of social aesop. It says, in this middle of Yovam, that they believed, the Gava, the others of Yovam, that came from the Surah Shal Esav's fight against Yaakov. That the Rebbe Shem Kili is even on a Vakra Aglo. Why? In that Pach, Shemen, in that Pach that Yaakov Avinu was Chayza on, says, why was he chayza on that pach? He was chayza on that pach because he believed with full emunah that pach, Rebbeinu Shlomo, was mashpia to him. And that pach, it was what the Surah Shel Esav fought against. That amina and the hashgocha and Rebbeinu Shlomo over that pach was where the fight between the Surah Shel Esav and Yaakov took place. Of them, as Yikim and the Nef Mechanikim and the Chashmenuim were goyva over Malchus Yovam, and they were mistaking back that Chayza once again believed completely in the Ashgucha of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's what on that Pach is given the Nef from Chanukah. Shet v'chidishirim, that we find in the Mishnah a connection between Sukkot and Chanukah. Shet the Bekirim is maybe by the Kirim Mechag ad Chanukah. From Sukkot to Chanukah is still his man of Avuah's Bekirim. That means that Sukkot and Chanukah have a connection. Look at I think according to above, can the Zayg understand? Because what is the mitzvah of Bikirim? Shet Chayashi in Pashat Kisuv Elahagid Sheincha Kofet Tzayver. A person brings Bikirim to Rebbeinu to the Rebbeinu Shlomo that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave him Eitz Yisrael. He gave him the Peiris. So the Zman for Havuas Bikirim is from Sukkot, but the Yontav of Sukkot was Niskam to state in Rosham on the middle of Koichi ve'etzim yudei tachar is there to believe the Rebbeinu Shlomo that everything comes from Rebbeinu Shlomo. And Mechag ad Chanukah, which was the middle of Yovan of Azus, is Nimshach, that mitzvah of Bikirim, that a person can bring Bikirim to the Samigdash to say as any kofi tzayda. The Medrash tells us that the Yevunim were going on Klal Yisrael, kitz v'lechem al keren asher, they should write on the keren asher, she'en lechem chelik v'lekai Yisrael. Others tell us why punkt did they were the geyser that they should write it on a keren asher. Also, the interesting thing about Sefer in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, he's not talking about this medrash. Brings a different medrash there. Vahiri sher v'chamur. That's a medrash that Yaakov compared himself to a sher, and Esav is compared to a chamur. So brings the Ksav Sefer medrash. So why did Yaakov compare himself to a sher and Esav to a chamur? So the Ksav Sefer, we find the difference in process between a shur and a chamur. Beginning of the Nevuah of Yeshaya. So the Yoda shur Kaneu, the shur recognizes his master. The chamur, Avis Bolov. So the shur recognizes the master himself. The chamur is not Maka Kaneu. What does he recognize? Avis Bolov. They give him tea, the food that he recognizes. Oh, but the shur is Maka Kaneu. That the Yaakov's middle was, he realized everything came from the liberation. You the shur Kaneu. Esav, yes, you call it. I was calling everything. Social Esav. Chamor Avis Bolov. He was like a chamor. He didn't realize you're the Shur Kaneu. He didn't realize where the source came from. Tenzin, that's why the Yevunim were going on Kaisu. Kiss with the Chem, Al Keren Ashur. On that Shur, who's you the Shur Kaneu, they wanted to be Uyka from Kaisu. This is the middle of a minute. This, everything that comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Kiss with the Chem, Al Keren Ashur. She'enichem Chelik with the Kaisu. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is not directly Mashpia on Kaisu. This is what they wanted to be Uyka. From Klal Yisrael. Find that the Mishnah in Uvas, the Mishnah of Alpunim the Gehenim, says the Mishnah Yerutzim She Ibunim Besamigdash Merv Yemayni. Why does the Mishnah in Dafka, this Mishnah, Firo is the Tfilah for Binyan Besamigdash? We looked freer that the Baal Tanya says that the Emes Tishtach Voya Pnimius, The Emes HaChnura can only come when there's a Gili Shchene in the Beit HaMikdash. But with Zman HaZeh, Einen Yechoy Lenaar Tzuris HaShtachot, we're missing this middle of HaChnura, properly to be Machnias of the Ganzen to the Bnei Shlenem. So when the Mishnah said, the Gnus of the middle of Al-Punim, the Gehenem, Peter's the Mishnah, as when will be Nisken in Ganzen, this middle of others, Yerutim HaNech HaShibun HaBeit HaMikdash, when the Beit HaMikdash will be built, rebuilt once again, when we say, Kenan, Bezos Hashem, Mishtach Vezayin, in Ganzen, Hashtor, Chavoy, Epinimius, Ve'emus, Ve'machmiasov, Ve'fantle, Ve'bunish, Lenin, Ma'ev, Yemen, Yomer.